He then took his glasses, which almost fell from his hand from so much sweat, and put them on. He ran to the food area and put all of the food he took back. To his surprise, everyone was awake. In this case, he had a lot of glares, but alas, everything was resolved. Now that the crisis was solved, everyone had gone on to study different things like atoms and how they were reacting to space. I started to get good at floating in space. Sally was clearly angry at James. We had enough food until the next delivery, but it didn't change that he took most of our food. If he would have just asked us, we would have given him some more food. I know that Sally is a kind person, and Rochelle is also very kind, so they let off James easily, and all was well. James realized that stealing food was very rude, especially risky to steal from your friends after they gain your trust. James learned that from his mistakes and asked for help with his problems instead of stealing food and eating his way out of his problems. Then Sally said, "Let's get Italian for our next delivery." They agreed, and Rochelle said some freeze-dried ice cream would hit the spot for sure.